Everybody know what bacala is? Well, if you tune into the news, you get a lot of bacala. That's all it is. And the people know it. This election really turned off a lot of people to the news. An MRC YouGov poll, most voters saw rejected news media bias. The Media Research Center announces the findings of a new post-election poll on what actual voters thought about the media influence on the 2016 presidential race. You ready for this? 7 out of 10 voters do not believe the news media are honest and truthful. No kidding. Wow, blow me away. Who are the other 30% that believe they're truthful? What insane asylum are they living in? Or maybe they're families of the news media. 8 in 10 voters believe the news coverage of the presidential campaign was biased. No kidding. We did in Trends in the News, which we broadcast each weekday night as part of the subscription to the Trends Journal. And Trends Journal, for all you people that want to read history and hear history before it happens, you may consider subscribing. You can go to trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com. And by the way, we post a Trends in the News video on our Gerald Celente YouTube channel once a week, so you can get an idea what they're like. But I did, particularly one, went on for about 10 days. I took every day of the New York Times front page and showed how biased it was against Trump. And again, I'm not a Trump supporter. And that's a whole other story. But God, the people that he's looking at for Secretary of State, John Bolton and Giuliani. Yeah, disgusting. Now, Bolton, he wanted to bomb Iran last year. And Giuliani, well, when he became mayor of New York, that was the end of New York for me. Took all the life out of it. A weaselly little guy. But anyway, so the bias is there. And we did a content analysis to show it. But the people feel it, and they see it, and they know it. So that's what you have. You have a turnoff for the media, and that's why people tune into Progressive Radio Network. And that's why they follow Gary Null and all the others on Progressive Radio Network and have such a big following. Because it's what the people are looking for, and that's the truth. And the truth isn't abstract. That's the other lie that liars say. You know, you ask me how old I am, and I tell you I'm 35, it's a lie. The truth is, if I tell you the real age, it's coming up this month. Poof, my own. Never thought it would happen. Boom is turning 70. Imagine that. Baby Boom has turned 70 this year. Anyway, so you can see where the big turn off is. The media is dead. Every day I get the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and the Financial Times delivered, the hard copy. I need hard copy as a trend forecaster. I've been doing this since 1980. You know, I got a pretty good track record of it. And I need newspapers. It's a whole different feel than going online and looking at something, seeing the way the stories are laid out, where they're placed, the other stories next to other stories. So it gives you a whole different feeling. Anyway, the New York Times, massive layoffs. Wall Street Journal just shrunk. I mean, I rely on these papers, particularly the Wall Street Journal, for financial information. Now I'm not getting it as I used to. The new paper came out on Monday. I couldn't believe it. They say they cut it by 20%. Yeah, right. It's more like a third. And even 20%. There are no local reporters anymore. All the newspapers have been taken over by private equity groups and by the majors. And they're firing people all over the place. So stories used to begin, as movements do, from the bottom up. And then when it became a big story, then the wire services would pick up on it and then make it national. That's gone. And as Donald Trump proved with this election, it's a soundbite election. It was Twitter and Facebook. And that's what people do. They read the headline, Google News. And that's what's so important about the Trends Journal. These are stories that are covered in depth. Where we are, how we got here, and where we're going. And it's gone. It's evaporated. You're going to start seeing the end, according to our CEO, Derek Osinenko, who, by the way, was editor-in-chief of Gannett News Service. This guy's a real pro. And he's doing a great story in this upcoming Trends Journal that you're not going to want to miss on the Fourth Estate, where it's going, what to expect next, and what to do about it. Find news and information. He's forecasting there's going to be the death of weekly newspapers. Maybe you get a 5-day a week newspaper. People aren't reading. They're dumbing down. And if you need any more evidence of dumbing down, let's look at the presidential reality show. We had an election that was nothing more than name-calling. Corrupt Clinton, Putin's puppet. 60 Minutes on CBS featured a focus group discussion on the elections. When the pollster asked for a word to describe how they felt about this presidential reality show, this freak show put on by the major networks, debates. These aren't debates. You got 2 minutes to answer a question and the gong goes off on your foreign policy or economic policy. The participants responded with these words: terrified, exasperating, horrifying, disgusted, and nightmare. Debates. It's an embarrassment. All they did was denounce each other, call each other names. And there was a guest on before I came on. I didn't hear it all, but he really nailed it about the Democrats. What a bunch of phonies. He didn't say that. I'm saying that. But he insinuated that they keep running these people that don't represent. And I don't want to speak for him, but from what I heard, that's the way I heard it. They keep putting up these people. Like you mentioned Al Gore. Al Gore is nothing but, what did he say? He voted for all these wars? Al Gore. And they blame Ralph Nader for Gore's loss. And Hillary Clinton. Oh, and the disgusting liberals out there. Oh, just again, the nation. They were all pro-Hitlery. So then I get a notice to renew our subscription. Of course, we never had one, or to subscribe. So here's the front page of the Nation. This is childish little crap. Childish, moronic, disgusting crap. The Nation. Not my nation. You people are a bunch of little lowlifes supporting Clinton. But here's what they have as the headline of their magazine. Mourn, resist, organize, onward. Mourn, you little boys and girls. Mourn for what? Because your warmonger didn't get in there? Because your mass murderer Clinton's didn't come in? Oh, you're mourning that? You disgusting little liberal coward liars. Mass murderer. Gaddafi. Assad. Bill Clinton's Yugoslav wars. His bombing of Iraq every 4 days. The death of over 500,000 Iraqi children under the age of five by his sanctions that low-life scum Bernie B.S. Sanders supported. You liberal little cowardly nothings. Yeah. Cowardly little people. It's because of you we have a Trump. Because you keep supporting your little democratic belief system. Grow up. There's not a man or woman among you. They made fun of this guy, Breitbart, and I'm no fan of his either, who's becoming Trump's right-hand man in the White House. And they criticized him for saying, you should become angry and fight against what's going on. Oh, you're not supposed to be angry. Oh, let's all ohm, all right? Yeah. Let's all ohm as they drop bombs on Aleppo. Let's all ohm as they destroy Iraq. Let's all ohm as they destroy Afghanistan and Yemen. And Obama kills over 4,000 innocent people. Don't raise your voice, Mr. Salenti. Be proper, like us low-life little liberal cowards. Yeah, with your quiche-eating grin and your balsamic smile, shove it. It's because of you. Let's mourn. Mourn for what? That coward Clinton? What, does she have a nervous breakdown? This is the first time in my life that the loser of a presidential election didn't come out and have the respect to go to the people that have been waiting there for hours at the Javits Center to tell them how sorry she is that she lost and thank them for their support. They send out that little scum, that little rat of a nothing man Podesta with his arrogant two-minute speech. Go home now, get some rest. We'll come back tomorrow and talk to you. What did she have a crying fit? Did she have a nervous breakdown? How come nobody's calling her out on this? You little low-life liberals, the nation, not my nation. You're a bunch of phonies. Mourn for what? On one end of it, I'm glad that Trump won. Because now it will galvanize a movement that's been silent because all you little liberal cowards out there gave your Obama a free ride. Oh, yeah, that was great under Obama. Yeah, that 33,000 troop surge in Afghanistan killed over 1,000 American soldiers, wounded
several thousand more and killed tens of thousands of Afghans? You little liberal cowards. Not a man or a woman among you in the nation. Not my nation. The nation. You little arrogant people. Mourn, resist, organize. Organize for what? Democratic Party, Pelosi, Feinstein, Schumer. You nothings. Bunch of nothings. That's all you are. Democratic Party. What have you brought to us? Why do you think the people voted for Trump? Oh, and Clinton blames the FBI, Comey. How about blaming yourself? Where was Clinton on election night? She exemplifies the cowardliness of all you liberals. She personified it on election eve when she was too cowardly, too broken down and destroyed to address the people that were waiting there for hours and hours. Cowards like the rest of you. Mourn, resist, and organize. Mourn, grow up. Mourn for what? You know who the big loser in this was too? The liar-in-chief Obama, the traitor to America that came in on a campaign as an anti-war candidate. Look how you little Democrats got crushed in the House, huh? That's right, you lost both of them. The House and the Senate. Mourn, resist, organize. What mourn? Mourn for who? Or for whom? I have to be proper. I always have to be proper. Lower your voice, Mr. Salenti. Let me get this in your head. My blood is Napolitano. And I was born in the Bronx. I'm not a coward like you other little people out there that keep bending over and taking it. I learned how to fight for my freedom. For my right to be who I want to be and to live in dignity. Aligning yourself with a party of crooks, a party of murderers. Oh, our murderers didn't kill as many as your murderers. Would you rather have Bush? He killed millions. Obama only killed hundreds of thousands. Libya, Syria. 400,000 dead over there. Yemen. Obama sold them the Saudis more weapons than any other president. Tens of thousands of Yemenis dead. Brought to you by the United States military-industrial complex, the CIA, the Pentagon, and the White House. Oh, if only we had a black man in the White House. It would be different. It would be like putting a woman in the White House. It doesn't make a difference. Race, creed, color, gender, save it. Lower your voice. Yeah, lower your voice. Let's ohm, everybody ohm. It's Oming Wednesday. If we all ohm together, the spirits will hear us and everything will change. Grow up. Fight. Where are these people all taken to the streets? Cowards. And that's it, cowards. As a young boy, before I knew what the word meant, my mother, may her soul rest in peace, would look at me and say, I hate cowards. And then when I found out what the word meant, I knew I would never do anything to disrespect my mother. The liberals and the Democrats are cowards. The coward party. Yeah, they should change it from a donkey to a coward. The coward class of people. Oh, they're all out there. Mourn. Resist. Organize.
Organize.
Organize for what? Anthony Frieda. He's our illustrator in the Trends Journal. He did a great piece. Anthony Frieda. Look him up on Facebook. Go to Twitter. A real man with a heart of gold and an illustrator that's among the top in the world. Matter of fact, you can look at go to our website. You see the copy of the front cover of our Trends Journal, People Power. That's right. We call this People Power movement long before most anybody else. We called Trump a winner in the Trends Journal in May, again in July. Well, Michael Moore said it several months after we did. But because he's Michael Moore, they give him the press while they ignore us because they don't like us anymore because we're competition for the media. So they don't want to put out what we have. Go look up Anthony Frieda. Look at the illustration that he just put up. And here's what he wrote with the illustration. Again, Anthony Frieda, Frieda. Go to Facebook. To the protesters, I missed you when we were protesting the bombing of hospitals and illegal wars. He's talking about the protesters that are out there, those little nation, little weaselly people that are mourning and resisting. Those are the people he's talking about that are taking to the streets and crying. I missed you when we were protesting the bombing of hospitals and illegal wars. I missed you at Occupy Peace and other anti-war rallies. You know how much coverage the nation gave us? Nothing. And all the other so-called liberal media, nothing when we launched Occupy Peace. We sent out over 360,000 press releases over the course of a month. Nothing. I missed you at Occupy Peace and other anti-war rallies I attended and helped organize over the last 8 years. I have not seen you working to expose the destruction of our civil liberties or the illegal spying on citizens that Obama promised to stop. Hey, nation, you forgot that one, didn't you? Huh? Nation. A nation of cowards. A nation of creeps. A nation of arrogant people with a bad attitude. Nation. Mourn, resist, organize. You little clowns. You bunch of losers. I doubt very much that you have donated to or volunteered to work for anti-war or pro-liberty groups who are fighting to stop senseless wars before they start and restore our basic freedoms, like I have. Again, this is from Anthony Frieda. Go to his Facebook page. His work is sensational. You will see an illustration that mirrors these words. It's been lonely out there. I guess
You have just been very busy in the last 8 years. My hope is that you channel your hate into something positive. Oh, no, the nation's mourning. Nation magazine. The nation of losers. A nation of cowards. How could they support a Hillary Clinton? You know my campaign slogan from the very beginning, Trump or Clinton, Hitler or Hitlery. Hypocrites. The nation of hypocrites mourn. Oh, you're going to cry? Should we bring in some counselors for you? How about some Play-Doh? Yeah, they've been doing all this stuff at colleges and all these kids having nervous breakdowns. And then they found out the protesters they arrested over in Portland, most of them never voted. Cowards, liars, freaks, and fools. Welcome to the Presidential Reality Show. Cover of the Trends Journal, spring 2015, 2 months before Trump became a contestant in the race for the White House. As I was saying, the big loser in this, besides Clinton, and thank God, maybe I'll never have to see her again. See another Clinton. Now they're going to probably be pushing Chelsea. You know, we'll have a whole bunch of Trumps running after this. Anyway, they lost the House, they lost the Senate. And Obama tirelessly campaigned. And all those rappers, they lost too. And Hollywood lost. Hollywood produced a bomb, a flop, a huge flop. To the tune of about $800 million. That's right. A big flop. And all those actors and actresses in the entertainment industry, they lost too. This is very important as a trend forecaster, what I'm about to say next. Trump's going into the White House is bigger than a populist movement. It's a cultural shift. When I mentioned about what happened in Hollywood, Hollywood was out of touch with the people as the Clinton campaign. Could you imagine if we had a sophisticated statesman running against Clinton? Or statesman, I mean it as both a man and a woman. They would have slaughtered her. So Hollywood lost because they're out of touch with society. The entertainment industry, the Bon Jovis, the Springsteens, the Miley Cyruses, the Silas Miley, whatever her name is. All these people, the Chers, the Clooneys, the De Niros. Oh, and De Niro disgusts me too. As an Italian American, fat mouth, you're going to punch Trump guy. A disgrace with his mobster movies about Italians. Do it about other nationalities. Hey, De Niro, do one about, oh, you want to do it about the
Italian mafia, do one with the Jewish mafia. See how far you get with that one. Taking cheap shots at Italians to make a buck. Yeah, that De Niro. I wrote about this in my Zizzy book. What Zizzy gave Honey Boy, the one they made a movie of with Doris Roberts, who played the starring role in that TV series, Everyone Loves Raymond. Her last role was playing my aunt. So what I'm saying is not, you know, this isn't new. You know, try making movies about, let's do it about, Hispanics and blacks. And paint them the same way you do Italians as gangsters. See how far you get. De Niro. To nothing. This Trump victory, I'm telling you as a trend forecaster and putting my reputation on the line like I do with every forecast I make. And again, as people that tuned into Progressive Radio Network, you know the fact. To subscribers of the Trends Journal, you know the fact. We were among the first to call Trump a winner. And in writing. And the wise. This Trump victory is a shot across the cultural bow of the United States. They're ready for something new that's beyond politics. Because the other losers were the rappers. That's right. All those rappers that the Obamas brought to the White House. All those rappers that rapped around the country for Hillary Clinton. Hey, you lost Ohio and Michigan and Pennsylvania. All those big rap fests, huh? Yep. You lost. Mourn. Resist. Organize. How about grow up? It's a new time and a new era. The opportunity now for a true progressive movement has never been better. If Trump follows through with the people that he's selecting as cabinet position members, it's going to be another losing movement in terms of the economy, geopolitics, and economics. So let's talk about economics. Go back to the Friday before Election Day. The FBI announces they're not going to follow through anymore with the Hillary Clinton emails. The stock market on Monday, the day before Election Day, zooms up 370 points on the belief that Hillary Clinton is going to win the White House. These are facts. I'm not making this up, folks. Hey, won't he be hearing folks anymore, huh? With Obama out of there. So, then Trump, that evening, the news comes out that he's winning in the polls. What happens? You know what happened. The Dow futures fell over 800 points. Gold prices spiked over $50 an ounce. Then, when Trump wins, big reversal, a Trump rally, a big one. Markets soar. Gold prices sink. But the exact opposite was supposed to happen. Because on Trends in the News, excuse me, what we do each weekday night is part of your subscription to the Trends Journal. And if you want to subscribe, go to trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com. And because we know why Trump won, one of the reasons why is the economic issues, which we said from the beginning, it's the economy, stupid, which was the old Clinton campaign phrase from 1992. If you can't afford the full price, there's a discount request page. So, going back to the Trump rally and why it's happening and what we were doing in Trends in the News, every time Clinton would get a hold of the head of, in the polls, the market would go up. Every time she fell behind, the market would go down. Because they believed that Clinton, considering what we found out in the emails. By the way, Julian Assange, he should be thanked for helping defeat Clinton. And again, I'm not glad that Trump won. But the emails, and remember, that only came from one guy, that guy Podesta. Can you imagine all the emails that we don't know about and all the things that were said showed Clinton's ties to the banks? And we talked about this for months as well. So the markets were very bullish on Clinton. So what happened when Trump won? Why was there that big reversal? What put it into place? They say his stimulus program, he's going to spend over $1 trillion on rebuilding the infrastructure. Huh. But that's over several years. When you add it up, it's really not that big. Oh, and by the way, go back to 2009. When we were in the depths of the Great Recession and Obama came in. He put in place an $830 billion infrastructure repair program plus other fiscal stimulus. It didn't do anything to build a general economy. Because as we know with the facts, and only the facts, 95% of the wealth created since 2009 has gone to the 1%. But yet, when Trump says he's going to do an infrastructure program, so well, let's talk $100 billion a year, that's chump change. I mean, what are we looking at? A defense budget that's, you know, when you put everything together with all the spying networks and the black budgets and all of this, it's over $1 trillion. So what's $100 billion? Chump change. But yet copper prices spiked 11% since Trump came in. 11%. Because copper is that industrial indicator of where the economy is going in. And copper has been way down, the prices, compared to its high. So we started really, you know, this caught us by surprise, and we do a lot of economic forecasting here. And we've been studying this very deeply. And now we just came up with this, that there's nothing here. There's nothing here. Oh, he's going to deregulate the Dodd-Frank bill. Big deal. So he'll let the banksters do some more dirty deals. It's not going to boost the general economy.
There's nothing about his economic plan of deregulation, stimulus, that warrants the stock market to move in the direction that it's going. It's all in the mind and the manipulation. Again, these are only the facts. And the facts are, there's very little there to support the kind of market growth that we have seen. And by the way, they came out yesterday with some retail sales data that came out pretty strong, above expectations. Now, I mention this because, as you know, in trends this week, I've been calling out these guys from Starbucks and Wendy's, because we say there's a restaurant recession because, again, most of the wealth has gone to the 1%. People can't afford to go out like they used to. So the guy from Starbucks and Wendy's and McDonald's and all the rest have been saying that people aren't going out and eating because of their uncertainty about the presidential election. I guess they were proven wrong, because people are spending money anyway. So just wanted to throw that in there. But going back to what's going on over here is that the markets have really, really bounced up. And there's a reason for it. Because now they're saying, and I'll put the whole picture together, there's a 95% or 92% chance that the Federal Reserve is going to raise interest rates when they meet in December. What does that mean? Already mortgage rates have jumped up. When interest rates go up, it costs more money to borrow. We all know that. Now, we're in a huge debt bubble from all the money that was borrowed under record low interest rates. So now what's going on? All that cheap money that flowed into emerging markets, they have to pay it back. They have to pay it back in dollars. As interest rates go up, their currencies go down. Then they have to pay back more of their debt with more of their currencies that are being devalued. That's the great crisis that is not being reported in the mainstream news and very selectively in the business news. The emerging markets, you saw when we had all these low interest rates, there's about $1.3 trillion, excuse me, about $12 trillion of bond yields throughout the world that are paying negative. In other words, when you cash them in, you get less than what you bought them for. Now that's all reversing quickly as people are bailing out of bonds, going into the markets because interest rates are scheduled to go up. So what you've had just in the last week is some $1.2 trillion was wiped off the value of bonds worldwide. We're looking at a global meltdown should interest rates go up appreciably. The emerging markets are submerging quickly. Their stock markets are crashing, and their currencies are rapidly plummeting. So what Trump does and the United States does is going to have a huge effect on the equity markets and bond markets around the world. This is a wild card, the likes of which we haven't seen in a very long time. And by the way, anybody listening, callers that want to, you have any questions, feel free to call into PRN. Love to take your questions regarding the economy or anything else. So where is gold going? Because you know that we've been forecasting, we said when gold goes over $1,400 an ounce, it will spike much higher. Well, right now, gold's in a holding pattern. There's no question about it. At $1,226 an ounce, $1,226 an ounce, you know, it's still up over about, you know, 15% from the beginning of the new year, but down substantially from its high. It's in bear market territory. Not quite. I take that back. It's not in bear market territory. It faces a bear market takedown. Because the stronger the dollar gets, the weaker gold goes. However, let's take a trip to India, where they just called in so much of their currencies. They're readjusting it, taking out the old ones and bringing in new ones. There's panic going on over there. Gold sales are going through the roof. So what you're looking at are two different kinds of golds. The buying of gold, physical, and the paper gold market, which is easily manipulated because those are the futures markets. So you could buy, you know, tens of thousands of contracts, pennies on the dollar, compared to buying physical. So now, with what's going on in India, for example, which is one of the biggest buyers of gold. They represent 1/6 of the world's population. They have 1.26 billion people. And, you know, there's a real crisis going on. It's a financial tsunami that's hit them. What's happened is that all of a sudden, the Prime Minister, Modi, has demonetized the currency. And it's very complicated. So they're saying they did it to punish black market income tax evaders and money launderers and Pakistani counterfeiters. So what they did is they closed the banks on November 9th and they declared that all existing 500, 1,000 rupee notes had to be surrendered to banks over the next 50 days. There's chaos going on over there. Gold sales are skyrocketing. People are taking their rupees and buying gold. And China and India are two of the biggest buyers of gold in the world. So I don't understand all the details of it. It's very complicated, of this whole rupee recall. But what I do know from reading, there's chaos going on across the board. It's out of control. And of course, who does it hurt? The super rich won't suffer. But the regular people will. Kind of like everywhere else. So going back to gold and seeing what we're looking at, it's a whole new situation. And Trump is that wild card. Long term, of course, we remain very bullish on gold. Again, just to the example that I'm saying over here and what's going on in India and the destabilization. Last week, the Chinese government warned of a bubble being built. Do you know home prices went up in the last month on average in China 32%? Think that's a bubble? And then, of course, the war drums are heating up. And here's one to watch very closely. This is a trend that we're advising you to consider looking at closely because it's going to have very wide implications. And that is Ukraine. The Western Ukraine government against the Eastern Ukraine separatists. And they're bombing, according to reports coming out from organizations that are not members of either party, they're really striking hard at East, the Donetsk region, which the Russian separatists are part of. So this thing's ready to heat up. The other one, of course, going back to oil prices, they just downgraded Qatar on their financial basis because of the debt burden and the wars that the Arab League are leading against Syria and, of course, Yemen. And this is that Sunni-Shia battle. I think it's been going on now since the 7th century. And the United States in the West, in the Middle East. What is this, the 10th Crusade? So you can see where all this is going. But again, on a positive note, Trump came out and said they were not going to send any more money to those moderate rebels over there in Syria. He said, we don't even know who they are. And he's 100% right. We've been saying that as well for quite a while. So that's where we're heading. And it's a very, 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 very volatile time. In these conditions of volatility, gold, of course, becomes a safe haven. Meanwhile, let's take a look in Europe. They're going to have a big vote coming up. Oh, I said Qatar, by the way, downgraded. I meant Oman. Oman was downgraded to negative, not Qatar. Their rating by the S&P. They're having an election in Italy that, on a referendum for a new constitution, basically. And if Renzi loses, he's going to resign. There's a lot of destabilization going on. So again, going back to gold, we still consider it a safe haven commodity. We think, we don't know, that it's at its low levels now, could go maybe another $50 lower. So that's how we see the picture. Because, again, fiscal demand and how they manipulate the markets are two very different things. So, again, as people are mourning at the nation and crying, ooh, this is a time for a new progressive movement, a break completely from the corrupt Democratic Party and the beginning of a new third party. It's never been better than now. And not the Green Party. They've been failing too long. Not the Libertarians. Haven't been able to pull it off. We need something new, something fresh, something moral, something vital. And again, look at the Trump victory as an opportunity rather than mourning. Babies. And again, you're going to start seeing changes in entertainment and other parts of culture. It's a breakdown of the established systems. And the established has been nothing more than an establishment for corruption. It's time for positive change. And you're in charge. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men, said Samuel Adams. And one person of courage makes a majority. And you're that person of courage. The time has never been better than now. This is Gerald Celente. And this is Trends This Week. See you next week. Thanks for tuning in. Se ci picchia bandi, se baccalata, picchia me.